Attitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I've got the Mr. and the Mrs. here in the studio with me.
Hello.
And hello. We're going to go right in to a segment called Things That Make You Go Hmm.
Things That Make You Go Hmm.
All right. So this segment, Things That Make You Go Hmm, they normally the Mr. and Mrs., what they talk about is things that make the other one go hmm, or the look, as we like to say on this show, or anything of that matter. Now, you're probably wondering, what is the look? The look is when you give your significant other a face that only you give to them when it's like, really, really, you're doing this? So that's what we mean by the look. And that goes into the segment called Things That Make You Go
Hmm. You want to go first?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So, things that make me go hmm. I think when we're going to a sporting event and the Mr. is going somewhere first before the sporting event. He brings a second outfit to change into for the sporting event, which I find really cute, and it makes me go, hmm, because you don't see a lot of guys like deciding to have multiple outfits hanging.
I do that.
Do you?
Yeah. I do that.
Well, this is awkward.
A lot of guys do that. I wore my shoes today that I wear to basketball games.
So, but he's
that's
got
the first time I've ever seen you not wear flip flops.
Usually, yeah.
But really?
Hey, I always see him wear flip flops.
But I don't do that. So, like, I'm dressed for the game now. I didn't bring other clothes.
Well, I mean, it's just
But you weren't working this afternoon.
Well, that's true. But you have basketball gear that you could have worn in here.
No, not basketball shirt. I don't have a polo or the Hornets or anything.
He likes to look professional. We have to look professional when you're in here.
I was told when I'm here, I need to wear blue jeans and a polo, at least when I'm here.
And I try to match them. That's why.
It's not just here. It's fine. So anyways, that's my thing that makes you go, hmm.
Okay. All right. Mister, you got one?
I don't think I got one this week.
Come on.
Everything says, yeah, it's good.
Well, it doesn't have to be a bad thing, hmm? I mean, what she was just talking about wasn't really a bad thing.
No, I know.
She said it was cute, which... By the way, I don't know if you know this, but guys don't like the word cute. But
it's not my problem.
Well, thanks.
I guess the only thing is I went and saw a movie yesterday with somebody. And, okay. Hey, are you going to eat popcorn? Nope, probably not. Maybe a little bit. Yeah, no, that's my best one. Maybe a little bit. And then the movie, so I get a medium because small would be gone before the movie starts, I thought. So I get a medium because I was going to eat most of the popcorn. I look over. Dude's done ate half the bag before the movie started. So the movie starts. You know, I'm like, okay, you're going to calm down a little bit? You're going to let me have the rest of the popcorn? He keeps eating. I'm like, dude, are you going to let me have any?
This is our son.
Well, I wasn't pointing out who it was, but, you know, it's fine. I was sitting there eating, You know, 10 minutes into the movie, popcorn's gone. 10 minutes into a 2-hour movie.
A medium, so non-refillable popcorn.
Does this include the trailers?
Yes.
Okay, so technically...
There was a bunch of trailers. It was a 20-minute
trailer. So like 5-minute movie. Or no, 10 minutes into the trailers?
10 minutes into the movie. So 30 minutes at the movie theater, the popcorn's gone. But 20 minutes into a 2-hour movie, the... 10 minutes into a 2-hour movie, the popcorn's gone already.
That's funny.
And it's not refillable. So I'm thinking, so during the movie, I don't fall asleep once, but twice. Because usually I got to have something to snack on to help me stay awake during a movie.
Wait, hold on.
What?
How can you fall asleep during a movie?
Well, I've seen it before.
Well, still, you got all the sounds coming. No. It's like,
oh, yeah, it's very difficult.
No, when I'm sitting down somewhere, I can fall asleep pretty much anywhere.
Really?
Yes.
So if I'm just screaming at your head, but you're sitting down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could fall asleep at a Raw. If you went to a Raw, you'd fall asleep.
I have before, almost.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever watched Natalya wrestle? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's not nice.
Or her talk on the mic.
It's okay. Sorry, no one. Like, not everyone.
I like Natty.
Not everyone can be Raymond Reigns over here. Okay. So
I like Natty.
But that's my thing to get me to go.
Enzo Amore. That's a good. That's somebody who's good on the mic.
That is someone good on the mic. Really, I never knew that about you. I really never knew you could just fall asleep. If you're sitting down, you just fall asleep anyway.
Yes, that's true.
That's a talent. That is a talent.
I have fell asleep listening to you sometimes talk.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I know. When he doesn't like answer me on the phone,
I just got a new thing to go
about. The only thing I haven't figured out how to do is to fall asleep when she's talking. I haven't done that yet.
You don't want to do that.
That's really not a true statement either.
I don't think I could do that. I can't sleep on command. That'd be awesome. I want to learn how
usually
to do
I can't, but, you know, if I'm tired enough, I can. Like, we're watching a movie, and it's just...
You're in relaxing position, and
it's
you're
a
like,
recliner.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, put me in a recliner watching a movie? Shoot.
I agree with you on that, actually.
And why not? If you can get away with it.
All right, well, let's go into our next one here. That was
And then at the end of the movie, the person was like, this homie wasn't me falling asleep in the movie. I'm like, really? You eat all my damn popcorn and you don't say that to me?
Wow. A little bit of a grudge against it, too.
Balls on that kid.
Anyways.
Wow.
Things that make you go... That's the phrase
in my house,
of the year. I'm sorry. That's the phrase of the year.
At my house, you get whooped for that. Stealing all your candy when somebody's asleep.
Steal it? What does that mean? Stealing all your candy?
Where did the stealing candy come in from?
It's popcorn.
I mean, popcorn. Sorry, wow. I dozed off for a minute.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, so we finally found out the mister has a problem. Maybe, and it's called narcolepsy.
Maybe they replaced your candy with Brussels sprouts.
Oh, he's falling asleep right now.
Anyway. What's the magic word?
All right. So that was the things that make you go, all right, I think we got a little bit. We want to do marriage advice. Want to do that segment real quick?
Sure, if you want.
Yeah. I'm going to give it over to the mister. He's going to take the reins here. Get it?
Oh, my God. Dude, I don't know what to say.
It's only funny on a wrestling show. It's not funny on
this. Yeah, I don't know if it works on the other ones. That's scary, what you just said.
Thank you.
This week's family advice, you know, and... You know, why not? The missus is already a little bit agitated at you. You might as well bring up a good story. This week's story.
What does that mean?
That means there may not be a segment 3 today.
Yeah.
Canceled.
When should you intervene in your teen's dating life? What are some tips?
Intervene? Like,
what are some tips for approaching your teenager about who they are dating?
Now, a question before you go even into this. When we say teenager, because I've always wanted to hear this from parents, from people with children.
Yes.
What do we classify as a teenager?
I would say teenager dating. I mean, we're okay. You're talking about teenagers. Well, well, so, I would say 13 is teenager.
Okay, but teenager, I mean, dating. Would dating, that, does that classify?
I would say. Okay, well, that's another question.
Okay,
what's the age
for teenagers to start dating? 18.
For teenagers to start dating. Okay. No, it's not really.
Wait, what did you say?
She said 18.
Did she say 18?
She's so full of baloney.
18.
So, you know, it, now we have a 24-year-old, so it's a little bit different. But
no, but for respective, like for teenagers. So, when you think they start, when should they start dating? When it, do you feel that it's the best time?
So I don't feel that I can speak on this topic. The dating game has changed so much.
I mean, it's still in your, it's still supposed to be your
decision. No. So, but well, so first of all, right, dating's very different today. So you can, they have group dating, they have dating where they walk around parks and pick up Pokemon on their phone. Like, it's not, it isn't, like, there's, it's
that
not.
That is dating now, yeah.
Okay.
They go to Starbucks and get coffee together. I mean, it's not, you know.
Well, what were you thinking of okay, then when you were dating, thinking
dating? First of all, dating is dating. If you go to Pokemon at the park, you're going to spend time with that person. You're not just going out, and because yes, you may go get, play Pokemon, but you're spending time with that person.
No, I understand.
You understand? Go ahead.
I'm saying it's different, right? Because, you know, when it used to be, you know, movies or the mall or hanging out at one or another's houses when you're younger, like when you're 13, 14, you know, it was movies in the mall when I was growing up.
But I agree with him, though, because it's still dating because you're still spending time with that person.
Dating is dating, okay? You talking about when you spend movies with people, you do think you still spend time with that person.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking, you know, now some people say today's dating is, do you want to be my boyfriend? Do you want to be my girlfriend? We're dating. And they don't spend time together. That's not dating. That's fantasy. That's kindergarten stuff that you do. What? I mean, that's.
Okay, but anyways, going back to the topic here. So this thing is about.
But my topic was the question I asked is when is a age, like we said, for a teenager to start dating. Okay. So if we had a teenager, what age would you say it is okay for them to date? If you're talking to somebody on Periscope, when is a good age for that person to start dating? To allow their kids to start dating is the point.
And I guess my point was, it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about going to see a movie together, you can do that at 13. If you're talking about...
About dating, like, by themselves. Going out, spending time by themselves. Like, no parental...
Do that in a movie.
Advisory.
I mean, you're hanging out in a movie, watching a movie. You can do that.
So you say 13?
I think you... Those aren't... It's not the same as going to a fancy restaurant and disappearing for hours and having no clue where your kid's at, right? I mean, they're in a movie theater with 200 other people.
Okay, so.
But I think if you're talking about like serious relationship dating, where, you know, all of a sudden, and this is what I'm saying, is that, you know, back in the day, there weren't cell phones and Skype and you know, all of this you're not on a date, but you're still connected. Like there is today with the technology. So I think that is probably, you know, again, 18.
You say 18? All right.
Dating, again, is dating when you're spending time with that person away from other people. Okay? When you're doing, it doesn't matter where you go do something with somebody else. That may be a date. You know, there's different things you can do on a date now. I mean, like you said, the phones and different things. There's so many different things you can do.
Okay.
On dating now. I mean, go to the park and watch Pokemon jump around or whatever.
So going to see a movie, that counts as a date.
Right. Dating is a date. You go spend time with another person that's not your family. That may be dating.
So
I think spending time with people is a date. You know, yeah. It depends. Okay. I mean, you know, you might have a friend that is just friend and friend date, where they just go out and do something together.
Okay, well, if it is a date for the movies, what age would you say for that? Since we
going out, you know, for dating, I wouldn't let somebody start dating until 15 at least. Okay. That means where we drop the kids off at the movie theater to go watch a movie together. Or, you know, something like that. You know, they talk about play dates now. We have nephews and nieces that go on play dates now, and they're 7 or 8. You know.
Those aren't dates, though.
That's not a date. No, it's a play. That's just say a play date. But usually, I would say, I wouldn't let my kids today start dating until at least 15.
But it does feel like in our culture, especially, because he just said the words, play date, at 7 or 8. It does feel in our culture we kind of teach our children to not start dating early, but like that word gets thrown around a lot.
Oh, people are dating. You know? Kids are dating now when they're 11.
I'm
talking about going out to movies.
I didn't go on my first date till I was like 16. That's why I don't understand it, because I just don't think it's right. I mean, I agree with you. I think 15.
I thought you just went on a year ago.
Yeah, well, that was an adult date. But there's a difference. No, but like I don't see the point of a teenager starting to date until at least 15, 16.
Okay.
I mean, and that's like just going to the movies and stuff like that. But again, I really can't talk. So, but
I think it's if you're hanging out, and there's also, you know, where you see groups of kids going out together and they're sort of semi paired off within the group, but they're still a group, right? And
yeah.
and that, you know, I think that happens whether you want it to happen or not. You know, if they go with their friends to the movies, you know, when they're,
yeah, like going to your friends to the mall or something like that.
Back to our question, when should you intervene in your teen's dating life?
Okay,
that's one question.
Okay,
or should you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me when.
What do we mean by intervene?
Like when you start, you know.
Just intervene.
Are we saying like, hey, you can't see them anymore? Hey, your boyfriend, girlfriend's an idiot and we're not happy about it?
Yes.
Or you're moving too fast or whatever like that.
You need to worry about your personal growth. You need to worry about other things.
So I think when it starts to look unhealthy, if you feel the other person is not, you know, honest or is likely to hurt them either, you know, psychologically, emotionally, right, physically. It's hard though, because kids, you know, and even adults, you tell them, you know, hey, don't do this, and then that can sometimes make it worse. So I think sometimes it has to be around, not necessarily intervention of you can't see that person, but talking about, you know, trying to help them come to that decision for themselves. Although, you know, if you're talking about physical or psychological harm, I think you've got no choice as a parent but to try to distance your child or, you know, your teenager from that person to the extent that you can. But it's a tough thing, because if you put up too much fuss, you may just drive them right into, you know, right into that person's life even more, you know, more solidly.
Yeah.
I think you got to have, you know, I think you got to have, you got to have boundaries of, you, the kids need space, but I think you have to be involved in everything, you know, if you can. So the kids will come to you later on and, you know, talk to you about girls, boys, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And, but I mean, I think if they're, like she was saying, you know, health, I know, when they're not progressing in their life, you know, and you're more intertwined into the girlfriend, boyfriend's time than your own. When you start doing things that you used to do all the time, you stop doing, then I think it's a red flag where, you know, something might be going on where you need to intervene just a little bit and talk to them. If you're involved in your kids' time, then they'll be involved with you when they get to that time where, you know, they start dating, or they'll come talk to you about it.
Okay.
All right. They should, anyway. What are some tips for approaching your teenager about who they are dating? I got one. Never tell them not to see them, because that's automatic. Automatic, I'm going to see them anyway.
Okay.
Never cornering them together. I think sometimes
the
mom
and
dad going at them at the same time. Okay. I think that sometimes that's a bad thing.
That's good advice.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the marriage advice for this week.
Did you have anything you want to add for advice?
No, that's good advice.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for segment two of the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mr. and Mrs. Show, Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, Facebook Mr. and Mrs. Show, and Twitter at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Got you losing control. You like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar and gold. I want the good life every good night. You're a hot one to hold, 'cause you don't even know I can make your hands clap.